In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this gospel is full of a lot of things. This Matins gospel for Holy and Great Tuesday. The Lord talks about tribute to Caesar and about the woman who had seven husbands. Also, in that was about that God is the God of the living, not of the dead. The great commandment is spoken of. He asks the Pharisees and the Sadducees, whose son is Christ? And of course they answer correctly, but they don't understand the meaning of the answer. And then there are lots of rebukes of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Remember that they were questioning him. They had a guard. They had some soldiers at their disposal. So they could have taken him. But they were cowards because the people were listening to him. And so when he said these words to the Pharisees, there's no mistaking what he said, what he told them. There's no mistaking that he was rebuking them. And they had to stand there and sit there and take it because they were cowards. They had to find another way to have him condemned. Now, whenever I read a long selection like this, I seem to just sort of gravitate towards certain things that really are the most useful to my soul. And this story about the woman who had the seven husbands is always a very useful story to my soul. Because when the Lord explains at the end, he says to them, you do err, that's the way it's actually said, you do err in the King James Version, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God, for in the resurrection they shall neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as angels of God in heaven. And he goes on and says, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. All of our problems are because we don't understand the resurrection or live it. Every single thing that goes wrong in your life. I'm not talking about if you get laid off or if you get a cold. I'm talking about things in your soul. Everything that goes wrong in your life, all your unhappiness, all your irritation, all of your bad habits, it's because you either don't believe in the resurrection or don't live according to it. And so we must be students of the resurrection. This is an ongoing theme in my sermons. I would hope very much that those who have heard more than a few dozen of my sermons would know that I return to this theme all the time. We must know the resurrection. We must live the resurrection. The resurrection is within us. And it's occurring now, not later. I was just reading, I've been trying to read the whole Gospels all the way through to a certain portion in St. John, which is the custom during Holy Week. And I was reading the Our Father today in Matthew. And I was struck to be honest with you, I'd never been struck in quite this way before. Our Father who art in the heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. We are begging the Lord that his kingdom come. We're not asking him that he come on the clouds tomorrow. We're asking him that he be within us, that his kingdom be within us, that the resurrection be manifested within us. There is an urgency and an eagerness. And we say this prayer many, many times. I think in Great Compline it's said four times. I'm going to listen to it more carefully now. And say it more carefully. Thy kingdom come, because the resurrection is within us. It's occurring in you and I right now. And really, you can divide things into two kinds of things. Things that give life and things that lead to death. It's as simple as that. If we defined everything in our life in terms of the resurrection, then we would be much better off, because we would be not far from the kingdom of heaven. So, define everything by life or death, because that's really what it is. You choose to sin, that's the way of death. You choose to follow God, that's the way of life. You choose to love your brother, that's the way of life. That's according to the resurrection. You choose to judge your brother, to be jealous of your brother, to slander your brother, to have bad thoughts about your brother, that's the way of death. And that is not the resurrection. It's as simple as that. Now also in this statement of our Lord that God is the God of the living, not of the dead, we see the power of the resurrection. Those that have died before us, they're not dead without any consciousness or knowledge or motion. They're in Christ. That's why we can pray to the saints. Because they're not dead. Their bodies are dead, but they're not dead. They're alive. That's why we can pray to the saints. And here's one more thing, just picked out from this gospel, that hits me when I read it, is that he was rebuking the Pharisees about how they always wanted to have the chief places in the dinners, and they wanted to be called Rabbi, Rabbi, and they always were full of vanity and pride. But he who is greatest among you should be as your servant. We should remember that. And I'll tell you how I think we can remember that. If God is the God of the living, not of the dead, and we want to be alive, we want to be like God. And God, the God-man, became a servant to all mankind. And if we have eagerness to the kingdom of God occurring within us, then we will eagerly drink in all manner of distasteful things that the world thinks are distasteful, because we will gladly be the servant of everyone. So God help us to have this kind of eagerness for the kingdom of the living God to be manifested within us now. Don't wait till later. Don't think it's going to happen after your death. It's happening now. And if you're aware of it happening, that helps you do better. No matter what difficulties you're in your life, if you believe God is the God of the living, and you're living, and he's living in you, that makes you powerful. That makes you able to conquer any sin, any bad habit, any bad thought, any bad situation. So do you believe it or not? If you don't believe it, learn to believe it. Struggle for virtue, and God will gift you with this belief that he is truly the God of the living, and that he is living within you. And his kingdom is ever coming to you right now. May God help us in all things. Amen.